Welcome to Moe's Paisley Penny Arcade. You'd normally be hearing music here, but due to a glitch, the music will not play, nor will it play at the end of the show, but that's okay because you've got me live. So welcome to the show. Sit back and relax and welcome. All right, that's fine. Here we are, and let's go. Any second here. Just relax. We've got to let YouTube catch up to me here. Oh, technology. Hello, hello, and welcome, everybody. You on the radio who had to listen to a very strange opening and be here on YouTube, where you can look at a very strange opening, my mouth. So, welcome, welcome. Happy Wednesday. Today is Wednesday, the 28th day of January. So it is. It is January, the 28th of January. Oh, God. I do get not frazzled, but for those of you watching on YouTube, this is also simulcast, I think that's the word, on radio, on 12radio.com. And I didn't have the theme music for radio, and it's done through two different things. And those things are, I don't know, they're just things. And I didn't have the music for the radio, so there was no radio music. So they had to do without radio music. And it's so I had to just talk to them. And I could have started singing the theme song, but I decided not to destroy the minds of, you know, impressionable people. Welcome! Welcome to the Paisley Penny Arcade. I am Mo. Such as I am. Wow, what a world. What a world. What a world. All right. So, today, as I said, it's Wednesday, and it's the last week of January. And February coming soon, on the 2nd of February, will be Imbolc. Imbolc, which means that in the old calendars now, springtime is coming. Yes, I know what you're thinking. It's certainly not springtime in a lot of places. And yes, that is true. It isn't springtime in a lot of places. But it's coming. It's coming in bulk, being the old calendar. And it went by a bunch of different things. So, we'll see if Punxsutawney Phil, will see his shadow or not. He's supposedly not that accurate. There are some that are better than it. Oh, Pamela's in the room. Pamela, how are you? You're early, and I need sound couple octaves higher. I sound a couple of octaves higher than usual. You mean like this? Probably because I'm excited. That's probably why I'm a little bit frazzled. I looked up and I couldn't see my intro music. I got it on the YouTube, but not on the radio. It just didn't come up, and I don't know why. So, and I couldn't find it in time. I was not prepared. Well, I should have been. I was in here in plenty, but I couldn't figure out how to do it. So, I'm not a technical maven. There are people who are technical mavens. I'm not one of those guys. I still use fountain pens, for goodness sake. A fountain pen. I've got plenty of fountain pens, yet I've found one I kind of would like to have. And you think, oh, God, I've got plenty of fountain pens. And do I need another one? Oh, heck no. Oh, heck no. I don't need another fountain pen. I certainly don't. Quelly, how are you? Welcome. Wednesday blessings to you. So pleasant. So nice. Well, if you've kept up with the news, you know that things are not so good. Although they seem to be, maybe there's a turn coming. Maybe a turn. Maybe the people will be heard. I attended a council meeting on the phone of one of our councilmen here in National Councilman. And it was good. It was really good. And it felt good to be a part of it. And I think it's a necessary time to be involved. Because things are happening that are not only bad, but really, really bad. And I won't dwell too much on it, but just to say that Renee Good and Alex Pretty lost their lives needlessly and were taken for no specific reason at all. And that they are going to be known in the future. They are going to be known. And it's very possible that my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren will see me long after I'm gone. And I want you guys to know, and all of you who watch this in current time as well as in the future, to understand, and I'm not trying to bring this into a political arena, but that their names should be known. Because in this country, this great country of ours, things like this should not happen. And they are exemplars of examples of the problem. And they had no idea what was going on, that they would be so treated. And depresses me, frankly. It upsets me that such things are going on. And I think it does everybody. There are a lot of brave people who are willing to take on the powers that be. And I think it's only right that this is the case in this country, because there's a lot at stake. A lot of problems right now. And a lot of angry people who are saying, why isn't anything being done? And why aren't things happening? Well, there are a lot of people doing things, and it's nonviolent, which I believe in. I believe in peace and nonviolence. There are a lot of people who don't believe in that, but I think it's the best way to go, at least for now. At least for now. So I just had to say something because I have a big mouth, and because those of you who know me, who've been reading my column for the last 15 years or so, been on this, listen to me on the radio for the past 15 years or so, know that, you know, when it comes to politics and things like that, I do have opinions. Some of them are ridiculous. Some of them not so much, maybe. So anyway, let's get to what I was going to talk about this time. It's been interesting, that's for sure. Been very interesting. I thought it would be interesting and fruitful to discuss Tarot some more and do some readings. Just say, let's do some readings. A couple of octaves higher than usual, Pamela. Maybe my pants are too tight. That does happen from time to time. Shuffling the cards. Yeah, I still haven't put my cards on the market again. I need to do that. I think I have to re-upload all the images. I think I'll do one of these shows on how to create your own deck of cards and put them up so that you can have them printed for yourself, or if you would like to have other people buy them, so you can do that. There's nothing wrong with that, you know. It's kind of a nice thing to do. Having cards that you can buy that you can, and the place I do it is called Make Playing Cards. There aren't too many outfits that do it. I thought there was an outfit here in Florida that did it, and I'm not sure that they do it there. I'm not sure what the deal is, but I've decided that the place in Hong Kong called Make Playing Cards is a pretty good place. They do a lovely job of the cards. I've had several decks printed up, and I've got my psychedelic deck here somewhere. And boy, that's beautiful, beautiful deck. They did a lovely job. I chose high gloss because of the colors. That's the one you want the most colors from. And just boom, you know, it's like, wow, man. And it is pretty psychedelic, you know. That's a Kipper deck. And I'm going to talk about the Kipper deck one of these days. We'll get into what it is and kind of how to use it. I have a program that I could actually show you how I use it. It's just a program that you can do. You can play cards, games on it, and so on. And it's a thing called Card Warden. It costs $1.99, I think. And it's well worth the $1.99. It eats up a lot of... Excuse my finger to my bridge of my nose. These glasses slip off. Ever since I was a kid, I got glasses when I was, I believe, around 10. Been wearing them ever since. So, I've got cataracts. But not bad enough that they'll do anything about them. And a doctor said, you need to go get your cataracts taken care of. I said, okay. Went and saw the doctor who takes them out. Doctor said, you don't have to have them out. They're not bad. You don't need to have them out. They're not that bad. It is heartbreaking, Pamela. It's definitely heartbreaking. So let's talk about this thing, Tarot, and doing readings and so on. I think one of the things that I like most about Tarot is that it's actually pretty simple once you get to the point where you're doing readings and you're kind of, you know, it's just a matter of asking a question, cutting a card, and pulling the card or doing whatever you want to do and just saying, okay, what's that mean to me? And I've been doing this. I've had a tarot deck since I was 11. So 60 years or so. And that's been a while. That's been a while. And it's a good thing to have a deck of cards that long. And of course, I didn't understand what the heck they were at the beginning. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I just was puzzled. And I don't think I really began to... I think the first time I really started doing readings for people was when I was about 13 in the 7th grade. And that was a Halloween thing at school. And they sent me in a room and, you know, I started doing readings. And it was a Halloween party for the school. And I ended up doing a few and ended up actually reading some things that I kind of wish I hadn't read because they were accurate and frightening. Saw some abuse from a girl, and she was very upset. There were some other things. And I realized that it was... But, of course, I was into it. I mean, I was really into it. And I had been reading some pretty heavy-duty books. But I was into it by that point. And I had gotten a good book. Confusing, but it was good. So, by the time I was 21, I had been doing it for a while. And I think that was about the time, 21, 22, that I... when I got into the Crowley deck, the Aleister Crowley Thoth Tarot. And that threw me for a loop because it was like nothing I had ever seen. Renee's in the room. Hello, Renee. Good to see you. Room? What is Mo speaking of? Well, you can go to YouTube at Mo Abdelbaki, M-O-A-B-D-E-L-B-A-K-I, and you can slip on into the chat room and you can talk to me. And you can ask me questions about, you know, tarot, that sort of thing, metaphysics, whatever. You can just say hi. I love that. I love that. Don't feel like I'm howling in the wilderness so much, because I do that as well. Now I do it clothed. It's much better. So, old. You get old and you don't fancy a night in jail. I've never been to jail yet. We'll see what happens with this new regime. It's not regime. But, and the thing is, we seek truth, and we have, I think, an ethic, an ethical standard that we seek. We have an ethical standard that we, because when you're, and I've been a professional reader, I guess I did my first, you know, money reading when I was about 20 years old. It might have been a little less, I don't know, someone, and I didn't want to charge, but someone said, nope. Doesn't work unless you charge. So I said, okay. So they gave me a couple bucks. I don't even remember. I did it for drinks for a while, you know, in a bar. Pardon me. Beer, I would say. those were fun days. Fun days. Anyway, you meet a lot of interesting people doing this, I'll say that. But been doing it a long time. Long time. Yeah, you meet a lot of people, interesting people, and people who are looking for truth. And you learn to be tactful. We have to be tactful, but we have to tell the truth. And you see things that you don't necessarily like seeing, but you have to tell the truth. And there are ways to tell the truth, and there are ways not to. Now, we've been, I think, subjected to a lot of untruths lately. That can't become our ethic, you know? We have to do the right thing, and I think that is one of the hardest things for a lot of people to take, you know, is the truth. I have been slammed in the past for telling the truth. And then later on, people say, oh, you know, you were right. Sometimes it's taken, one time it took over 9 years for someone to say, sorry, you know, I called you a jerk and thought you were a jerk and told other people you were a jerk and that you didn't know what you were doing and slandered your name all over the place. And, all of that. And then later on, you know, I apologized and so on and so forth. But it's because we really have this thing. If you abuse that concept of truth, then you are going to lose the ability. If you're a con artist, I'm not saying you're a con artist, but if you're a con artist and you decide to use the cards, you can use them as a prop in a bunco job, you know? And you can certainly do that, and you can be the best at what you do that there is. You can be the best, but you will eventually pay. That's just the way the universe works. Dharma, you know, right action is very important to us. I am a spiritual person. I believe in certain things. Should I talk about this or not? I mean, I'm weird enough as it is. Sometimes people realize just how weird I really am. You know, they don't always realize it, but there are times when people do say, you know, that old man, he's really weird. And they used to say that when I wasn't old. When I was middle-aged and when I was young, they'd say, that guy is weird. And when I was a kid, that kid is weird. I've always been into this stuff, and I've always believed in a lot of things. I believe I had a visitation last night. That was very interesting. Sometimes the truth hurts, Pamela says. Yeah, you're right, Pamela. Sometimes the truth does hurt. It often hurts because we live in a place of hopes, wishes, and dreams. And it hurts when, and that's something about Thoreau, we bias our hopes, wishes, and dreams, and we can bias a reading. And that's why I'll do a whole show one day about reading for oneself. See, reading for oneself is one of the hardest things to do. Hello, Lisa, welcome to the room. Lisa's in the room. Good to see you. Howdy to you. Yeah, when I was a kid, people actually said howdy. And that, I grew up in a cow town. I grew up in an agricultural, you know. Yeah, my dad taught at a vet school. And there was a lot of howdy. Howdy-do, howdy-do, howdy. I still live in the West. I like it. Just make sure you wipe your boots before you come on inside, because that stuff stinks, you know. Yeah. But when you read for yourself, it's a real art, and you have to learn how to do it. And we'll talk about that someday, because I can do it. I don't do it much, because I really don't need many readings, you know. I know. Yeah, the cards talk all the time. They're just yip, 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 yip. Yip, 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 yip. They do talk a lot. They talk all the time. If you listen to them, they'll talk your ear off or your eyes off or whatever they do. But I love them. And they love me back, I think. I sure do love them. So getting more fluent with them is just about practice, I think, and being able to take that leap of faith and just let your mind run with whatever it is that comes, okay? Just saying, okay, what is it that comes along, and I just want to, you know, go with it. So, let's ask about real issues. We could say, okay, do Jack and Diane in the song, or do they getting along, or, you know, that's silly stuff. I am concerned about the state of things. So I'll ask about Minneapolis. Is what's happening in Minneapolis with ICE agents and so on and so forth, is that going to make any difference in the long run? In a positive way, that'd be a good one for the I Ching, but let's stick on task here. Is that going to make any difference in the long run in a positive way to small d democracy? Okay? The democratic cause. And so you have to be willing to take whatever you get. So I just cut the deck and I pull a card, and the card I get is death. And it's like, wow. Well, I think that's referring to the deaths. There have been 3 deaths now by ICE agents in Minneapolis. Okay, so let's see what comes after that. Okay, so I cut again. And I get the Jack of Wands reversed. The Jack of Wands reversed. The Jack of Wands is energetic. It's the airy part of fire. It's dynamic. And to me, this is not a hopeful card. It's what it's saying is that one more card. The Eon. Well, that's not bad. Let me get this right in the middle so you can see it. My Aeon, my universe card, so to speak, shows, let me get it back here where you can see it. There we go. Shows that comet coming in that, oh, I know what that, okay, see, and this is, I'm going to explain why I come to these decisions. So, Prince of Wands, reversed. I think that was a shock. The Prince of Wands, right side up, the airy part of fire. He's a dynamic energy. Dynamic, energetic, wowie. But when you reverse that card, he can get out of control. It can be exhausting. When he gets out of control, you can end up with a fire storm. But it can also just be exhausting and and just like no more. But it can also be just enough. So maybe that's what's happening there. But when I get the Aeon connected with that, well, I consider that to be a pretty good sign, because this I created this card to represent the idea of the end of the dinosaurs, the beginning of something else. That's an Aeon. That's the comet that hit, that supposedly ended their rule of millions and millions of years. Come on, mammals, you know. And these are pretty nice looking dinosaurs. They never hurt anybody, but their time had ended. So let me pull another card. So you can see how when you talk to the cards, if you don't have a clear, you know, one more card here, disappointment. So, I mean, to be realistic, I know what I'd like it to say. Yes, it will change everything overnight. Everything will be fantastic. Here's the Five of Cups, disappointment. So what I have to realize is that it's not going to change everything overnight. It's just not going to do that. That there will be, yes, in essence, some change, and it is the beginning of a new aeon, if you will. But if I'm expecting it to change everything overnight, I'm going to be disappointed, right? So what can I expect from this? Help me out. What can I expect? Really? Love? In what form? See, I ask questions all the time in my head. Financial worry. Oh, that is fascinating. See, that's the Five of Discs, which is worry. And I drew this based on my true life experience of being broke, you know, with 42 cents in my pocket in San Francisco on a cold November night. But to me, this speaks completely about the fact that many people, many Republicans, are dealing with the fact that they're not going to get funded. They're not going to get reelected if they don't change their tune. So maybe there will be a new energy out there of love. Humanity. Love has many meanings. Okay, help me out here. What else? The devil. Now, I view the devil very differently. To me, the devil is about ambition, drive, and this points to what these people really want. They want to be elected. They want to go on. So, do I have reason to be optimistic? Queen of Wands. I think so. Sure. Should I get excited? No. We have two of swords. Peace. Okay? Peace. That is a bonsai tree. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but bonsai tree. You don't get excited around one of these trees. You can kill it. You know, you just very calmly, that's two of swords. The two swords there are the scissors, the two sharp sides of the scissors. You don't cut it unless you know exactly what you're doing, and you do it. You see? So this is the way that Tarot works. You talk to it. You ask it questions, and you think about the answer, and you don't go into it too deeply, because if the deeper you go into it, the more you try to second guess yourself and psychoanalyze yourself, the harder it becomes, and you don't want to make it that difficult, especially on a question like that, you know. So it's the beginning of something. Maybe something good will come of it. Maybe it's the beginning of the change. And maybe that's the most realistic way. I did. Thank you, Lisa. She said I pronounced bonsai correctly. That's at least one thing I've done right. So, yeah, I've always been fascinated with it. My dad, when he was on sabbatical at Stanford, he had to go to Berkeley every week, and I would go with him, and just if I wasn't in school, I would just go with him and hang out, which was a ton of fun. I was 18, and they were having a lot of things going on at Berkeley in 1973, indeed. He was working there at a vet hospital that a guy owned, and that fellow, I never met him, but I heard talk about him. He had bonsai trees, many of them, in his practice, not in his practice, but he owned them, and they were just fascinating, I guess, just remarkable. So this is when you work with the cards, this is good practice. And you can ask about celebrities. I used to ask about celebrities all the time. For example, I once had a dream that the Broncos would not win a Super Bowl until John Elway grew a beard. Stupid things that we do. And yet, that was true. I asked the cards, is this true? And the cards said, yeah, it's true. As silly as it was. And I was going to write him and tell him to grow a beard, and he grew one all by himself. So that was good, you know. Which is good. I don't think it would. If I met him a couple times, and it was like, I didn't want to have to tell him to grow a beard, you know. Sometimes you meet people and it's like, I don't want to have to tell this guy to grow a beard. You know what I mean? I met William Wyndham. Do you know William Wyndham? He was an actor. He was in a show called My World and Welcome to It, which I saw when I was a kid. I would watch it. He played James Thurber. At least it's weird, the whole thing about Elway and the beard. Yeah, I have a few good stories that I won't tell. Yeah, I won't tell about anything like that. I was working at LSU as a student, trying to make a few bucks, you know, and I worked as a cashier. I won't tell you some stories there either. But I was working, ringing up food in the cafeteria where I'd spent thousands of hours drinking coffee and smoking cigarettes with friends and so on. I went to class. I'd smoke, come back, and the union, they call it, student union. And lo and behold, Wyndham had done some play there the night before, and breakfast, he came through, and I rang up his breakfast. And here's this guy that I've seen in shows, and I just said, "Mr. Wyndham, I've got to tell you, My World and Welcome to It was one of my favorite shows, and it's why I started cartooning." And here we are, cards. I started drawing, sketching, and doodling, and irritating teachers just to no end. To no end, my teachers were annoyed with me. And he was so kind of blown away, I still remember to this day what he ate. But that was neat. That was kind of cool. You see, you meet people sometimes. I met Timothy Leary. That's a strange, strange story. Also at the Student Union, because I was on a thing called the POP Committee. Saw Leonard Nimoy. That was cool. And Noel Neal, who played Lois Lane on the old Superman shows. That was cool. This is going to be strange. Please don't think terribly terrible. But she was probably in her late 60s. But all of us, I'm at least the guys, and maybe a lot of the girls too, found her quite sexy. She had white hair, and I don't know why we did, but she was extremely cute, and she played Superman episodes and told stories about, George Reeve and, making the movies, and she showed some outtakes, and she just talked to us, and there was something very, we grew up watching her, and she was very cute and playful. There was something quite amazing about it, seeing this person from your childhood. It was neat. I had a good time on that committee. And I didn't do all that much. I drew a poster or two. Got into free concerts. Saw Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd. It was good. I had fun. Actually, I enjoyed college. I actually learned some things, unlike high school. I enjoyed high school. I actually enjoyed high school a lot. Boy, did I enjoy high school. Didn't learn a damn thing, but did I learn anything in college? I'm trying to think. They exposed me to a lot of information. I went to Louisiana State because my dad was teaching there. So, okay, cards. Did I learn anything in college? 6 of Wands, victory. Now look at that card. 78 cards in the deck. I get the one with books. Now that's how tarot can be. It can be startling. It can be absolutely startling. We just go, okay, apparently I did learn quite a few things. I learned some things. I learned about people. I learned about life. I met my friend Frodo. How is Frodo? Haven't heard Knight for hair. I haven't seen him in over 50 years. So how is my friend Frodo? Is he still the crazy druid that I met? This would say yes. But he is probably still as nutty as he was. But I'm saying probably kind of hiding out because people really kind of screwed him over. So I think this is the Princess of Cups. Princess of Cups. And the Princess of Cups to me, I call this card the hippie chick. You can kind of see for yourself why. You see? The hippie chick. I patterned this card directly after Janis Joplin, who was ultimate in that. Janis Joplin did not really do drugs. She drank. She drank a heck of a lot. She did, barbiturates, and that's probably, I think, eventually what got her down. Killed her. She and her boyfriend for a while, a guy named Ron McKernan, who was known as Pigpen, who played for the Grateful Dead, they drank. The epitome, kind of the hippie thing. And she died in 70, along with Jim Morrison and Jimi Hendrix, I think right around the same time, 69 or 70, I think. And so I met Frodo in 75 or 76, maybe 76. And he got drawn into my group of friends, and they weren't good for him. They were like being on 60 Minutes. It wasn't a good thing for Frodo. And no, it wasn't his real name. It was not the name he was born with. He took the name. It means scholar. It did. It changed him. It changed him. Two of discs. Change. Sometimes you just read the card as it is. And it kind of dumped him in the trash. See, I just read it right off the card there. I'd hoped he wouldn't become a... He was the one who introduced me to the Crawley deck. I'll never forget that night. That was a night my third eye opened for the first time, where I was just sitting in his apartment, which was spotless. Spotless. Blew me away. Hey, you walk in and you expect, college student, you're thinking, spotless. Not much furniture, a couch, sofa type thing. Uncomfortable because he never used it. He always sat on the floor. And he never smoked dope. He drank a lot of coffee. I did at the time, smoked. and some other guys did who were there, and we were there, and he took the Crowley cards out, and I'd never seen them before. And he first card he drew was the Knight of Swords. I'll never forget it. I'd never seen a card like that before, and he said, "Oh, so you're the one," in this Scottish accent, and I went, "Oh my God." And guys, I had my eyes closed, and I said, "Oh my God, I'm seeing through my eyelids or something." And he said, "You on the couch next to him." I won't do the voice. He said, "Go up in another room." And he said, "Now, hold up some fingers." And he said, "How many fingers are they holding up?" And I told them. He said, "Your eye has opened." Whatever. I won't do the voice. And they had a book of matches, and they would take matches, and they would take a few and hide the rest and say, "How many matches?" And I was telling them, and they were in a room, another room. And they did this for like half an hour. I was seeing things in another room that I could not have known otherwise. It was amazing. These things are real. When we first met, what had happened was there were... Some people had met him. He was a good friend of a friend of mine that had been introduced to me through a guy who had run my chart and run this guy's chart. We were born on the exact same day, 12 hours apart, almost to the moment. And we were as different as night and day. Night and day. A guy named Clifton. Clifton was a dreamer, man, and he was very different than I. I have a full moon in Scorpio, and so does Clifton. But I was born as the moon was rising, 3 minutes before the full moon. Yeah. And he had become Frodo's chela, his student. And they would go around, Frodo would make him get up at 3 a.m, and they would go around and bless gardens and crazy stuff like that. And people would give him vegetables and stuff like that. And so there was this big thing about, let's bring Mo and Frodo together, because they knew that I was just interested in all these things, but I wasn't a crazy druid. And so they invited me to a party. I had no idea. I'd seen him on campus. I'd walked by him, you know, smoking my pipe, and he would be smoking his. And I'd say, you know, he'd turn around and look at me, and I'd look at him, and because I liked his blend, he liked mine. And we'd go on, and he was long hair, you know, and my hair was always tied back because I didn't want to get beat up. He didn't care. He was too weird. People left him alone. He's skinny, just skinny and shook all the time, had a little bit of facial hair, and had a fehu on his pipe, you know, for the rune fehu for Frodo. It means scholar, I told you that. And so there we were, I was at this party, and there was I heard a knock on the door, and it opened up, and suddenly I was just energized. Just said, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, you know. And I stood up. I was in a different room. We were talking about pyramids or something. And I stood up and I just walked out into the other room, and there he was. And we both burst into tears, literally burst into tears. And I looked at him. He looked at me. We held out arms. We rushed into each other's arms and sobbing, embraced each other, just sobbing. Like we had never, I'd seen him on campus, nothing, ever. This was unbelievable. And we, you know, looked back and I said, oh my God, it's been so long. And he said, it's been too long. And he looked at me and he said, gold and red, scarlet and gold is what he said, scarlet and gold. I looked at him and said, dark green and light green. And we were auras. Looking at each other's auras. And it was the strangest thing because neither one of us had any idea what we were doing. It was just something else had taken over. And people were flabbergasted, as were we. And we were inseparable for weeks. For weeks. And then I came to Colorado, left Louisiana. One day I got up and in the morning, and there was a staff on my front yard. Beautiful. It's right there. It's right there. I can see it from my ear. I still have it. I'm sure he left it there for me. Pamela says, you must have been destined to meet. I'm sure we were. I'm sure we knew each other. We were inseparable. We did some things together. He initiated me as a druidic priest, and I initiated him and what I did, and it was remarkable for about 6 weeks, maybe a little less. And then I came here, and did I get married that summer? I might have. Never saw him again. Did he ever enter the world of real stuff? No. Indolence. He never entered the world of real stuff. Good. Indolence. No. Did I ever enter the world of real stuff? The Knight of Discs. No, I never entered the world of real stuff. The Knight of Discs looks like he might have, but I've never, no, no. I've danced in the fire. I have danced in the fire with the Princess of Wands. Yeah. Because that's what this work is. It's dancing in the fire. It's the joy of living with the spirit. It's the joy of doing what you love. It's the flame. When you do something like this, you have the true joy of doing something like this all your life. It's such a blessing. It's not easy in our society because unless you're someone like a big deal, you know, one of these famous psychics, or if you're a big deal, big name, or you're a go-getter, you know, there are a lot of go-getters. I've never been a go-getter because, frankly, I'll be honest with you, even though I'm a Taurus and I'm kind of cheap and all that stuff, I've never been about getting all that bucks, you know, the money. I've been about the quality of it, the doing, the learning. I'm an academic, I think, at heart. yeah, Prince of Cups reversed. Hard to see. Hard to see this card. The lighting here. I've got a setting on my camera that is supposed to help me kind of give the effect of one of those lights, edge lights. But I'm seeing what it does here. It's kind of weird. But there we go. That's the Prince of Cups. It's upside down. I've never been one to push too hard for come out of the fog into the light. I kind of like the fog. You know? Do you see how you read? You just talk to the cards. They talk to you. They tell you. And you look at them and you go, oh, I see what it's saying. You know? Yeah, you're right. The cards are saying, you have to come to terms with it, Mo. Truce. Those are those Scottish dancers. Truce. Yeah, I've come to grips with it. That I'll never be that guy. Although I could have been. AOL wanted to make me their psychic of the... their AOL psychic. But I refused to predict who's going to die that year. And who was going to... You know, I just said, no, I'm not doing that. I was talking to Steve Case himself. And he got very angry at me because I said, no. I don't do that. I don't predict who's going to die this year and stuff like that. And they got rid of me. Yeah, these things happen. You have to make a decision. How hard are you going to work toward that goal? My goal is to learn stuff. And you kind of pay for that. But I don't mind, you know? I'll never have learned enough. Never. I love to learn. I love to learn new stuff. I love to learn new stuff. And I learn, hopefully, I love learning new stuff every day, you know. How much is enough? Well, for money, you get by. Knowledge? There's never enough. At least I don't think so. You know. And I like what I do. I'm very lucky that way. And there are people I love. I love doing this. I love you. And, you know, the way YouTube is, this could be up for decades, which is a kind of a creepy thought, I guess. But you who watch, yeah, Lisa says it. You know, she loves to learn as well. What do we get here? Works. And those are three Chinese coins. Works. Yeah? What's the real work? Well, those three Chinese coins are used in what? Divination. The I Ching. Makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah. So when you work with the cards, just talk to them. I do this all the time. I'll sit here. Now, when I'm reading for someone, I'm a little more, you know, disciplined. But you just pick a card and you... This is my Ace of Swords. Ace of Swords. The Apollo mission that went to the moon. You know? Oh. Huh. You still watch that? Lisa, the one that tells how to do it? That's good. Yeah. That one has a bunch of thousands of people who watch it. Yeah. I'm still trying to get to, what is it, 1,000 subscribers. So if you haven't subscribed, please do so. I'd like to get to 1,000, just so I feel like a real man. No, I'm kidding. yeah. I think they've put a few ads in my in some of my tube things, my videos. There we go. Yeah. So if you like what I do, please subscribe. You don't have, just, there's no obligation. Just subscribe. I'd love that. And give it a thumbs up, because that tells people that it's worthy of watching. I would appreciate that. All right. It's time for me to go. And those of you listening on the radio, you'll have to endure me singing. Okay? All right. So thank you so much. I love you, and I wish you all peace, and I wish you all love. And please, for goodness sake, be careful. Oh, Mark, thank you so much. I love you too, Mark. He says, I love what you do. I love what you do, Mark. And Mark, I love you. I've known you for over 30 years, and you're pretty amazing. You're really amazing, Mark. You walk the walk, you talk the talk, and you are just remarkable at what you do on this thing, YouTube. You are a king. You're really killing it, man, and I love you. All right, that's all for today. I love you all, and we'll talk to you later. Bye. Bye, Pamela. Thank you for being in the chat room, everybody, and I love you all, and we'll talk later. Please be safe. Please be safe. The rules have changed, okay? And if all goes well, I'll be here next week, okay? Okay. Bye. Okay, everybody listening on the radio, I don't have the music, but that was the show. I love you all, and have a wonderful week, and be safe. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.